Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Many years ago, I remember something that a coworker had told me about traveling for work. And this was in the 90s. So what he said was is that no matter where you go or however long you think you're going to be someplace, you always take an extra change of clothes and always carry it with you, which means if you check a bag, make sure you always have a change of clothes in your bag. Well, I got to have a lesson in why that's a good idea. I've had it a couple other times, but it's one of those things that I learned very early. And so I've always packed an extra change of clothes. And that's just, you know, what I've done. And, you know, it's part of my standard operating procedure. Sometimes I might have two, even if I do like a day trip, someplace, which I've done a couple of times, always have a change of clothes in the bag. And here's what happened, right? So when I was flying back from Tel Aviv, my flight was delayed leaving, not because of anything in Tel Aviv necessarily, but because of weather in Heathrow. And so my flight was about 2 hours delayed in taking off. And by the time you land in Heathrow and get to your gate and everything, I wasn't going to make my connecting flight. And so, I had checked a bag that had, I'd been on the road for 2 weeks. And so I had most of my clothing in my suitcase that I had checked. And sure enough, they said, your best option is actually to wait till tomorrow to get a flight. And I'd asked about my luggage. I said, we keep it until the next day or until it'll go on your flight. So sure enough, they put me up in a hotel I had a change of clothes with me because it's what standard operating procedure for me to always carry clothes with me. Now, the one thing I'm going to add now to it, because I work out every day, is I also need to have workout clothes with me too, just in case. Because what I ended up doing is I couldn't go out and actually jog because I didn't really have any clothing for that. I just took a walk, which, is okay too, I guess. Maybe I can't always carry that with because that's a lot of things to have in the backpack that you may or may not need. But again, this is, when you travel and you travel often, right? Or even if you don't travel often, it seems it's like, be prepared, right? You never, and this is, with all the stuff that happened with this trip on the way back anyway, it was just kind of comical, the number of things that went wrong. And all I can do, I can't really get angry at anybody because, the people that are giving you the bad news and all the cases is, there's nothing they can do about it necessarily. It's, the system or weather or whatever. Getting mad at them isn't going to solve anything. It's not going to, win you friends or influence people either. Honestly, with the amount of difficulties I deal with when I travel is actually pretty low, considering the amount of time I spend on the road and the number of shiny metal tube trips I do in a given year. I just don't have that many issues that are catastrophic. I sometimes forget things or leave things in a hotel room I've done that or forgot to take something that I needed for the trip. Those things do happen from time to time, but as far as like, not getting from point A to point B, usually I can, delays happen, but very rarely do I get stuck somewhere. And this is one of those, one of the handful of times that's happened. But it's precisely because, the airplanes are, the flights are, I don't know, there's not usually long layovers and it doesn't take much for there to be a problem where you just get stuck somewhere. And that's exactly what happened. And so, especially if you check a bag, you really need to have, you should always have an extra change of clothes with you anyway. But if you check a bag, it really needs to be in your carry-on. So, that's saved me on more than one occasion. So I think, it's good practice. And for those of you who, are traveling, it's just something you should do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.